Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 17th. State Representative Matt Soper came home to Delta County. The first-term Republican, representing District 54, was at the Delta County Courthouse for a town hall meeting, along with Attorney General Phil Weiser. The commissioner's meeting room was full of citizens for the event on Tuesday.
Soper and Weiser fielded questions on a variety of topics.
But the main issue people wanted to talk about was the red flag bill, which was signed into law by Governor Jared Polis and is scheduled to take effect January 1st, barring legal challenges. Indeed, it might seem strange to see a first-term Republican representing a conservative county teamed with Weiser, a Democrat who was elected in the so-called Blue Wave, that propelled Democrats to victory of the governor's chair, the state legislature, and many state elected offices.
KVNF News spoke with Soper afterwards
and asked him why he wanted to bring the attorney general to Delta County.
So for me, it's really important that our attorney general sees all of Colorado, even the most conservative parts of Colorado, which Delta would be amongst those. And he may be a Democrat and I'm a Republican, but we did work together on a couple of key pieces of legislation. One was bail reform, another one was consumer protection. But I also wanted him to be able to hear how citizens in my district feel about red flag, for example, or how they feel about different issues like drug use and what to do about it. Because I think all too often our policymakers, their attention gets tied down either by members of their own party or by lobbyists or other professionals that are in Denver. And so it's really important to get out to see folks here. And quite frankly, if I wasn't here, probably some of these people wouldn't have shown up as well. And so I think you have a much more honest, genuine conversation when it is bipartisan. But as the Attorney General eloquently pointed out, I fiercely oppose the red flag bill. He supported it, but at the same time, we're able to sit a few inches away from each other and to talk to citizens in a room who have varying degrees on how they feel about it, from thinking it's the worst bill ever to a couple of women in the back supported it.
Soper faces the challenge of representing a different perspective from the Western Slope, one that is not often spoken for in Denver. Representatives from the Western Slope make up less than 10% of the overall 65 representatives at the State House. Soper said there's one way that he can help bridge the divide between the Western Slope and the Front Range.
Well, being there. I mean, for me, I'm the representative from Mesa County and Delta County over in the state capitol. And no one's going to be fighting for our neck of the woods except myself, and I sometimes have to tell myself that in the morning when I'm walking into the Capitol, because it's an awesome responsibility, and it's one that you can feel the weight on your shoulders. You're there knowing that you can hear the different sides of the debate, but sometimes on the Western Slope we have a different perspective and we look at issues differently. And it's not so much the Douglas County Republicans versus the Boulder Democrats. But coming from the Western Slope, I mean, our number one issue is protecting water. And if we can't protect our water, we don't have agriculture, we don't have economic development, we don't have cities. And on the Front Range, they get more enthralled with a different set of debates. I mean, Denver was debating whether or not there should be safe injection sites, something you would never hear in Delta at all. So those, you know, that's just an example of how vastly different. But we're outnumbered. I mean, there's only 6 representatives from Western Colorado. There's 65 members in the State House. So almost 10%, that's just not very many. So you really have to make your voice heard by getting to know lots of members and developing those personal relationships and bringing members out. Last week, for example, a representative, Colin Larson from Littleton, came out to visit Delta, and it was more a private visit with his family. But I showed them around town. I took them out to eat, out to a coffee shop as well. And his comment to me was, wow, I had never been here, but Delta is genuine Colorado. And he felt like there was just this raw, beautiful spirit that still existed in Delta that suburbia over in Littleton has kind of engulfed and swallowed up.
Soper is busy preparing for the next legislative session.
But at least the second time around, he'll be a little more prepared to work lawmakers' hours.
It's a pretty big learning curve. For me, I was very fortunate to have been an aide back in 2005 for State Senators Ron Tech and Jack Taylor. So I had a pretty good idea of what the session entailed going into the session. However, one thing I did not expect was how late into the evenings we would go. So we'd have a committee meeting that would start at 1:30 in the afternoon, and sometimes we wouldn't finish till midnight, 2, on one occasion it was 5 a.m. And when they rolled through, we have a tradition or a convention here in Colorado that anyone who signs up to testify, we will listen to them.
And stay tuned to tomorrow's newscast for our talk with Attorney General Phil Weiser. Despite some reports, the number of deaths on Colorado's rivers so far this year is right around average compared to years with similarly high flows. KUNC's Luke Runyon reports.
Since early June, 12 people have died while rafting, kayaking, and paddleboarding on Colorado's rivers. Charlie Walbridge keeps a record of accidents and fatalities for the conservation group American Whitewater.
What we're seeing is what happens during a high water year.
Walbridge says 2019 is comparable to 2014, 2009, and 2008. In each of those years, statewide snowpack and subsequent spring and summer flows were above average. And in each of those years, like this one, at least 10 people died while recreating on Colorado rivers. In contrast, during several drought years within the last decade, when flows were much below average, the state logged no deaths for river recreators. I'm Luke Runyon.
And now from Capital Coverage, Colorado residents who buy health insurance on the state's individual marketplace are poised to save thousands of dollars on their plans next year. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
The state's Division of Insurance projects the savings will be realized if the federal government approves Colorado's plan to start a new reinsurance program. It's often referred to as insurance for insurance companies. Governor Jared Polis says premiums will drop an average of 18.2% next year, with the biggest savings on the Western Slope.
By bringing down rates, we will make a dent in the number of uninsured. And today we're really seeing that the hard work we did this legislative session will come to fruition.
Some residents could save as much as $9,000. Polis says it's the first time rates are projected to drop on the individual market, which is used by about 8% of Coloradans with insurance. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, July 17th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.